Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ba 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 McLean.
Sing me.
Ba 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 McLean.
Yeah, that's his name. Don't wear it out.
Ba ba McLean. You got us rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Ba McLean. Ba 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 McLean.
Thank you, Rise Guys. That musical introduction. Here we go, getting underway with the 5 o'clock Follies, the most heavily commuted and even most heavily congested hour of the program, especially on a day like today. Headlights on so everybody can see you coming there. Here we go, hour number 3, the Bobby Mac Show at 7 minutes after 5, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, which is 800-347-1063. If you prefer to text me, just use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. So, massive shooting in Philadelphia today, which just happened to be near a kosher deli and convenience store in Jersey City. It's right across the river there. And tragically, 6 or maybe even 7 people now dead. This in the wake of what just happened down at Pensacola NAS, the Naval Air Station there. I saw this story yesterday, but in the wake of all the breaking news, with the Horowitz whitewash report and the Adam Bullschiff coming up with the so-called indictments of President Trump or the impeachment. I didn't have an opportunity to get to it. This is from Fox News yesterday. The Saudi national who killed 3 during last week's shooting spree at NAS Pensacola filed a complaint against one of his instructors earlier this year, alleging that he had called him Porn Stash, a nickname that infuriated him. Mohammed Al-Shamrani, who prepared the document with the help of 2 American classmates, according to the oh-so-reliable New York Slimes, claimed teacher James Day labeled him with the term at the end of a meteorology class in April. In the complaint, he wrote that Day was asking about 10 students around the room if they had any questions before dismissal. When he turned to Al-Shamrani, Day allegedly addressed him as Porn Stash. Laughing, he continued to ask, "What? Have you not seen a porn star before?" Al-Shamrani reportedly wrote in the complaint, "After I did not respond, he just let go of the subject." The nickname, a reference to the stereotype that adult male film stars have mustaches in pornographic films, it was spelled Porn Stash as opposed to Porn Stash, S-T-A-C-H-E, in the official complaint. I thought he had help from 2 American classmates. Nobody knew how to spell stash? Short, of course, for mustache. I was infuriated as to why he would say that in front of the class. Well, have you ever seen a Navy jet fighter? Don't they have the nickname of the pilot painted on the side? Now, granted, it may not be Porn Stash. Hey, look, he's lucky he didn't go with unibrow instead of porn. My cousin, who flew with the Blue Angels, had a He had a nickname as well, Hot Dog, which was painted on the side of his jet fighter, which tells you something. Runs in the family. Meantime, in the wake of that attack, the FBI, quick to respond, have detained nearly a dozen Saudi nationals and are searching for several others after the member of the Saudi military, this guy was a second lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force, opened fire on NAS Pensacola on Friday, killing three and wounding several others. Sources told the Disassociated Press that three students attended a dinner party and that one of those students recorded a video of the attacker committing the attack as it happened. Now, here's a question. How did he know the attack was going to happen to be able to be there to video it? Two other Saudi students watched from a car, the AP reported. 10 Saudi students were being held on the base Saturday, while several others were unaccounted for, said the official who spoke on condition of anonymity after being briefed by federal authorities. Yeah, we don't want to spread this around. Keep it quiet. Don't talk about this. And now, today, this just in from Fox News. After NAS Pensacola shooting, Navy suspends flight training for nearly 300 Saudi students. Suspends flight training? How about sends them back to Riyadh on the first available aircraft? The U.S. Navy today suspended nearly 300 Saudi students from flight training in response to the deadly shooting by a Saudi student last Friday. Navy Commander Quay Doss said classroom and flight training will resume for other students this week. He did not say how long the flight stand down for Saudi students will continue. Here's a hint, Commander. If any of these Saudi pilots are there for a flight training, but none of them are interested in how to land an aircraft. Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, 21-year-old aviation student from Saudi, opened fire at Pensacola, killing three and injuring eight others. Police shot and killed the Saudi gunman. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis Sunday said the investigation was proceeding under the presumption that this was an act of terrorism. Yeah. Can't fool the authorities when it comes to those acts of terrorism. Boy, I'm telling you. Oh, you hear the story? What was that story Annie had in the newscast? 43% chance of a recession in the next year. I love these numbers. They just, you know, we believe, looking at the financial data, there is a 52%, a 61%, no, that's a 43% chance. Yeah, that's it. 43% chance of a recession in the next year. See the jobs number? 312,000 new jobs. A record number of Americans working. Manufacturing numbers the best in 20 years. Hispanic unemployment the lowest ever since Donald J. Trump, unconstitutionally, I guess, moved into the White House. The Dow is up 747 points. Yeah. Interesting. Now, I have mentioned the Drudge Report. In addition to talking about Fox News and their tilt to port recently, I don't mean the drink. I mean to the opposite of starboard. The Drudge Report also leaning left. An interesting piece yesterday about why the rationale behind why Drudge may be more leftist. Oh, and guess who is back in the news again? Of her own volition, that would be Lisa Page, who is filing suit All this and more still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. 521 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Forgot to mention, too, Yes or BS is also on the way. In on the text line, Bobby, does anybody political ever go to jail anymore? Yeah, Republicans. Although there is a state senator in Philly. She's on her way to jail. She set up a charitable foundation to help the poor in her district. She helped herself first to the tune of $500,000, paid off her Porsche, took a bunch of pricey vacations to Mexico, and otherwise, oh yeah, plenty of fur coats, too. She's on her way to the Gray Bar Hotel. Bobby, porn stash is a thing. I was amused after it was explained to me by my millennial nephew. There you go. Bobby, I wish the Dallas Cowboys would film their opponents a week in advance. Yeah, Jerry Jones probably does, too. Hey, Bobby, just wanted to say how much my wife and I so enjoy hearing that precious little girl reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. It makes our hearts swell with patriotic pride at a time when our country's being demonized by the commiecrats. Please keep playing it. I know you will. God bless you, Miss Moneypenny and Annie, for being there to tell us the truth. And let us know that some parents still teach their children about our fantastic country. We love you all. Don't ever change. From Ken in Gaffney. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate that. So this business with Drudge, a lot of people have paid attention to the fact that in recent months, Drudge has seemed to link to stories from left-wing lamestream media outlets that reflect poorly on President Trump in favor of, what? BuzzFeed reported in August that Drudge changed horses in mid-2019, hiring a new ad vendor for the first time in 20 years, leading to speculation that Drudge was selling out his principles for piles of cash, hoping to expand his base by attracting left-wing readers and respect from the lamestream elites or something. While that's possible, the site was raking in plenty of cash before the change, revenue estimates ranging from $9 million a year to $30 million a year. And there was another piece. What's going on with Drudge? Rasmussen claims he's not there anymore. What happened to Drudge? A lot of people asking that question lately. If you talk to conservatives these days, you hear that Matt Drudge's eponymous news aggregation site has gone over to the dark side, that Matt's joined the anti-Trump resistance. Now, Rasmussen reports an arguably reputable polling operation is calling Drudge out on Twitter, even suggesting the site has been sold. The whole kerfuffle appears to have begun at the end of November, when the Bongino report, touted as a Trump-friendly alternative to Drudge, launched. Bongino taunted Drudge with some tweets. Then on Saturday, Citizen Free Press, another conservative news aggregator, announced on Twitter they're the new Drudge report, and the barbs keep coming through the weekend. On Sunday night, whoever's running Rasmussen's Twitter feed backtracked a bit on the suggestion the site has been sold, but doubled down on the assertion that Matt Drudge is no longer running the site. So he is notoriously reclusive. So I don't know if we'll ever find out exactly what is going on with Drudge. Okay, here we go. Time for today's Yes or BS.
And now it's time for Yes.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Or BS.
It's just an endless cycle of bullshit.
Yeah, you said that right. So here we go, joined by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny.
Hello.
And Little Annie in the news center.
She'll be back in 1 second.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Well, we have big holidays this month, Christmas, Hanukkah, but there are also some lesser-known holidays in the month of December. I will propose a few of those to you, and you tell me through your guesses, because that's pretty much what they'll have to be, if these are real December holidays or perhaps if I made them up. Okay? Lame December holiday number one, National Short Girl Appreciation Day. It's mere coincidence that I happen to select this particular National Short Girl Appreciation Day. Is that a real holiday? Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes, it has to be.
Yes.
Both saying yes. A couple of short girls are agreeing that they're going to get their day. December 21st.
Woohoo! Write it down.
Short girls get their own day. Then the 22nd is National Short Person Day.
Ooh, Annie, we get 2 days.
Back to back. Lame December holiday number two. National Open One Christmas Gift Early Day.
I believe it.
BS.
Moneypenny would be right on this one. Annie having guessed.
Wrong.
Yeah. Your kids wish it was a real holiday, but it's not. We just made it up. Lame December holiday number three, National Emo Day.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and you both are right on that. So get your studded belt out of storage there.
And your black eyeliner.
That's right. National Thursday is National Emo Day. Lame December holiday number four, National Ugly Sweater Day.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
You both think that's a real thing, and you are correct again. Guys are slamming it today. Yeah. By the way, it is December 20th. The city of Vancouver claims to be the birthplace of the Ugly Sweater Party after hosting an event in 2002.
I thought it was Goodwill.
Well, it could have been. It's a great place to find one.
Oh, yes.
You know, if you need one for an upcoming party, find yourself a really ugly Christmas sweater. Nothing like them. And finally, our final lame December holiday for your perusal is National Llama Day.
Oh, yes.
Yep, yep.
You both are pretty much on the mark today. You're right again. Actually, it was yesterday. One way to celebrate National Llama Day by learning more about them. So here are a few random llama facts for you to file away for your next cocktail party. Did you know a llama can live for up to 30 years?
Aw,
cool.
Did you know a llama has 3 stomachs?
Oh.
Feel like I have 3 stomachs. And llamas can communicate with each other. They can, of course, talk, you know, with the animals like that. But they can communicate. Llamas communicate by humming.
Aww.
Yeah. So I don't think we have any llama humming sound effects, tragically. But there you go. There is today's edition of Yes or BS with lame December holidays.
So instead of Dory talking to the whales like, hello, well, she would have to hum, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Got to hum along with the animals. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to get to her real job in the news center. I am right back on the other side with this Lisa Page lawsuit. Speaking of... well, it's not a llama. Lisa Page is suing. I'll tell you who and why when we come back. Guess I was kind of dating myself. I was just asking Miss Moneypenny if this was Jose Feliciano. And she told me, no, it was Bare Naked Ladies. So. And by the way, there are no bare naked ladies in that group, in case you were wondering. 538, I guess that's a question that might have occurred to me. 22 before 6, as hip as I am on current groups. Eliciting a laugh from Moneypenny. 22 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Chuck. He is next up here on this gloomy Tuesday evening. Hi, Chuck, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob. How are you doing today?
So far, so good.
That's good. I just want to make a comment. I was just listening to the news here on WRD and hear Mitch McConnell talk. Hey, to me, I don't, just by him saying that, I don't put anything past him. I really wouldn't put anything past him to try to get rid of Trump the way he sounds. He don't sound too confident.
It does, to me anyhow, as apparently to you, Chuck, fail the smell test, as does Lindsay. Saying, well, you know, we want to dispense with all this stuff. So once I'm assured that I have 51 votes for acquittal in the Senate, then we'll just dispense with calling Adam Schiff or Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or the whistleblower or anybody else. To which Donald Trump says, hey, wait a minute. You know, these guys have been dragging me through the mud for 3 years. Let's bring them out of the shadows and put the spotlight on them for a change.
Well, what gets me about Adam Schiff, if you try to subpoena them, they're going to do the same thing when Obama was in office and not answer it, not do anything, and get away with it.
Yeah, I guess. But at least...
I don't mean to sound negative, but
no,
you know,
I know.
I'm saying that.
Yeah, no, I'm in agreement with you. I mean, I would have been happy... If Mr. Durham, the federal attorney from Connecticut, had announced that he's impaneled several grand juries and that he's ready to come with indictments, what's he waiting on?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've kind of been waiting. When is that supposed to come out? Do you know? Or
no idea. Same thing with the Horowitz. We finally got his whitewash report yesterday, but Durham came along. How long has he been at it? 8 months?
Yeah.
So, look, get off the dime here, okay? Let's see something. You know, the Democrats have rushed through impeachment in 2 or 3 weeks. Why can't we respond in kind?
Well, maybe I'm just being too simple-minded, but to me, after what I've heard on all this, you know, people they've gotten up there for to testify, there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
None of them admitted that they actually heard anything or was there.
Right.
It was all hearsay.
Yeah, no evidence. No evidence of any law broken anywhere.
Exactly. So I don't understand why Mitch McConnell would even say the way he acted, why it would even take nothing but a day to end all this.
Right. Well, and there are those who speculate, as Sundance at Conservative Treehouse did yesterday, that because this whole Ukraine business and the corruption associated with it could be pretty wide and deep, that there could be other people who are concerned with keeping some of the mud off their skirts as well. And that could include McConnell, whose wife does tons of business with China. And Lindsay, you know, I saw a picture the other day of Lindsay over there in Ukraine, I think with his pal John McCain when he was still around, receiving some Ukrainian National Order of Merit or some kind of award. Oh. So, you know, it makes you wonder and raises speculation about why these guys, when it gets to the Senate, would want it to all of a sudden disappear so quickly.
Exactly. I don't know. Again, I'm just hoping they don't get away with what they did, but I'm getting to get kind of negative feeling about that.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Well, we'll see. It all comes out in the wash, right?
That's exactly right. Thanks, Bobby, for taking my call.
Thank you, Chuck. My pleasure. Thanks for calling. 17 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I mentioned this. Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page. Hang on just a second here. Every time we mention her name, we got to have this in there. Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page is suing the FBI and the Department of Justice, alleging that the government's publication of her salacious text messages with anti-Trump ex-FBI agent Peter Smug Strzok constituted a breach of the Federal Privacy Act. This is rich. In the complaint filed today, the 39-year-old Page said she suffered numerous damages because of the disclosure, including a permanent loss of earning capacity due to reputational damage. Well, excuse me, Ms. Page, but wasn't it your own actions that damaged your reputation? And the cost of therapy to cope with unwanted national media exposure and harassment at the hands of President Trump, the bad orange man. Page's complaint also seeks reimbursement for the cost of child care during and transportation to multiple investigative reviews and appearances before Congress, which, again, I hasten to point out, were brought about by her own actions. The cost of paying a data privacy service to protect her personal information and attorney's fees. Page says in the complaint, DOJ and or FBI officials disclosed her sensitive text messages directly to a select group of reporters to ensure they would become public. Well, wait just a second. Didn't she communicate these salacious text messages with her paramour, Peter Strzok, Smug Strzok? Didn't she communicate with him using her business phone? Page's lawsuit lamented that the president's tweets about her text have been retweeted and favorited millions of times. Good. Keep them going. Yeah, how long do you think it's going to take for this to be thrown out? Although, you know, she gets the right deep state judge. We'll see. 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. We go to the phones again when I come right back here on Tuesday. Welcome back. 5:51 now, 9 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Let me see if I can take a stab at catching up with the text line this afternoon. Bobby, I just saw Jerry Buffalo, Adam Schiffhead, and Nancy Foster Brooks Pelosi on TV making fools of themselves, announcing their findings. History will not be kind to them. Bobby, when I was in Army basic training, the drill sergeants had plenty of nicknames for me, most of which cannot be repeated on this venue. Even when I was in officer basic a few years later, they still cussed it out with regularity. Gotcha. Bobby, if Lisa Page acts and talks the way she does in text messages in private, then that is her character. Bobby, wasn't Lisa Page using an FBI phone or DOJ phone in her case? Therefore, she has no right to to privacy. Phone didn't belong to her. It belonged to the government. Bobby, just get some dry hay and a good rub down, and she'll be fine. There you go. Bobby Mac, citizens need to step in and stop this you-know-what. Enough people can block the House from entering until they're prepared to actually do their damn jobs and stop this unlawful impeachment. You know what? Bobby, I take issue with you ragging on the greatest NFL team in our history, as well as the GOAT, Tom Brady. GOAT, of course, being the acronym for greatest of all time. Also, I pull for the Texans, since they have Deshaun Watson and Nuke Hopkins. Yeah, well, what happened to them Sunday against Denver? They were down, what, 38-3 or something ridiculous? Man, bad time to take Sunday off. Bobby, I think all these Dems might want to rethink trying to remove 45. I guess they weren't paying attention when Canada Donald Trump said he was going to Washington to drain the swamp. And now that he's in Washington, he's trying to drain the swamp. Said he would. Bobby, A.G. Barr said Durham's report will be May or June before it is ready. There is a theory circulating, and I think Limbaugh touched on this in his show earlier today, too, that the timing of this could be coincidental with the latter days of the presidential campaign. And we'll see. We'll see. Bobby, Schaefer and others, Schiff, I'm sure. This might be voice to text. Bobby Mac, Schiff, and others cannot refuse subpoenas because it will not be a Senate hearing, but a trial with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court presiding. Mr. Durham's life insurance rates must be phenomenal. Gotcha. Bobby, don't know if you'll read this. I ordered a hand-signed book from Donald Trump Jr. on November 7th. From WinRed, W-I-N-R-E-D. I haven't received it. Just wonder if anybody else is having this problem. I can't donate anymore if I can't get what I pay for. Thanks. I would guess the problem here is with the provider. Bobby Mack, have you noticed the news media have not been using the term mass shooting for any of the shootings this past week, Pensacola, or today? Call me a cynic, but would the shooters race have anything to do with that? By the way, I just saw the White House said this afternoon they now are treating what happened at Pensacola as a terrorist attack. All right, thank you for confirming what we already intuitively knew. Bobby, that previous text was an insult to Foster Brooks. Foster Brooks is classic. There is more fallout in the wake of the Horowitz report yesterday. One thing that has not been discussed, and this is kind of interesting, and again, it falls into the category of suspicions confirmed. The IG report from Mr. Horowitz does confirm one thing, and that is that John Brennan lied through his teeth about the Steele dossier when he testified before Congress. Of course, I think we all pretty much assumed that, you know, Brennan, Comey, the whole cabal, if their lips were moving when they were testifying before Congress, they were lying. We'll delve into the specifics of that when we come back. And ooh, possible Bigfoot sighting in Oregon. Yeah. Not sure. It might have just been Rosie O'Donnell out at the buffet. We're not. We'll check into this and more coming up in the fourth and final, the bonus hour of the Bobby Mac Show on the way next.
Yeah. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.